to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday night show of the Draft Doctors. But before we begin, Steve, I'd like to wish everyone a happy IPA day today. If you're out there having a beer listening to the show, make sure it's an IPA.
Is this a thing?
This is a thing. Today is IPA day.
Oh, okay, well, I guess there's just going to be a lot of vomit in the street tonight. A lot of intestinal problems, emergency rooms just full of people.
Being sick.
IPAs are terrible. All our listeners, hello listeners, I'm sure our listeners are on board with that.
I like a good IPA, but...
So you don't like any, because there is none.
But they have flooded the market too much, so that's why I'm looking for more heading towards your lagers and I might a pale ale.
Yeah, the pale ale is the wuss beer of the world. So, what a great substitute. I don't know, John, I like a lager. I don't mind a pilsner.
Pilsners are good. Pilsners are good.
But as you know, I'm a fan of the darker tones.
Yeah, these winter months, a good porter or a good is very good. I don't mind those chocolate and coffee undertones.
But IPA day is a thing, is it?
Today it is IPA day, yes.
What jerk thought of that, honestly?
The craft brewers of the world, I'm guessing.
Yeah, well, they seem like wankerish people.
Oh, they're all the hipster beards and beans.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like the sort of thing Jackson Trengover do. He'd invest in it.
Or Max Gorn.
Yeah, maybe. I think Max Gorn would invest in like artisanal soaps. Like in beard oils and things like that.
Oh, yeah. But we've got a big show for you tonight, and starting off with a bit of news action. Early in the week, Andrew Walker announced his retirement. He'll play his 202nd final game against the Saints this weekend. Pick 2 in the 2003 draft. Pretty good career. Should have had Mark of the Year.
Yeah, well done to Andrew Walker. It's just, I'm glad I don't have his body in 20 years' time.
Oh, I think even now it'd be pretty cooked, you would imagine.
He can't be feeling great, but well done on 200 games. It's a great career, really, at the end of the day, through some of Carlton's tough times, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely, and good news for Doggy fans today with Dale Morris signing on for another one-year contract.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, a very underrated player, I think, in the AFL.
Yeah, probably doesn't get the plaudits he deserves, but I think everyone recognises him.
Yeah, for sure. And also, Jared Waite yesterday went in for minor hip surgery, and not even sure if he's going to be back in time for finals or play again this year, so not good for the Roos.
Yeah, it's tale of two halves for Jared Waite, isn't it, John? It's just super hot for the early part of the year to amazing degrees, and just been a giant fart in an elevator for the second half.
I suppose that's what happens when you get older, these injuries start to pop up, and that's what happens.
And your team starts losing.
That probably helps it as well. Doesn't help as well. And worst kept secret, the Dogs are interested in Michael Hurley, but guess what? So are 16 other teams. So it'd be interesting to see what Michael Hurley does.
I'm tipping he comes back with a shocking haircut. That's my Michael Hurley take.
And a shocking beard?
I don't know. Maybe.
He does have a shocking beard at the moment.
Yeah, at the moment. I don't know if he's going to hang on. Like, you got to remember, it's winter now. Does he hang on to that over summer?
Yeah, that's true. Well, I suppose he's over in Europe and that where it's summer now and got it, so...
Oh, that's a good point.
Who knows? Maybe it's just to hide his identity in the middle of Croatia or wherever he is.
I wish I was in Croatia, Joe.
I wouldn't mind going to Croatia. They've got some pretty good brews over there.
Oh, I'm sure they're sucking down an IPA. No, they're smarter than that. All right.
If you'd like to follow us on social media and tell us what your favourite beer is, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. Or if you would like to leave us a review, head over to iTunes, where hit the 5-star button and just leave a short review, which I believe we have one this week, Steve.
Oh, we have, but it hasn't popped up.
Oh, it hasn't popped up. Okay.
We'll just wait for that one to come through. It was a very nice review from one of our loyal listeners who has been following the show and hasn't made a draft league final before, and he's sitting 3 games clear on top of the ladder, Jono.
Hopefully from our advice.
Well, I just hope he follows it. You know, finishing top of the ladder, that's fantastic, but the finals are finals can be a game of luck sometimes, can't they, Jono?
They most certainly can, Steve.
So we hope he gets that title.
But 3 games clear, that's pretty impressive in a draft league.
Yeah, no doubt.
But moving on to the teams now, and starting off on Friday night, we've got the Toothless Tigers taking on a pretty decent Collingwood side with Benny Griffiths and Andrew Moore coming in for the Tigers, with the Lambo out, omitted, and Reece Conker with a hamstring, and Jared Blair and Mason Cox coming in for the Pies with Dustin Moore out with a hamstring. I thought it was a collarbone, but and DeGoey out, omitted.
I think Moore had both things were getting looked at, Jono, so...
Okay.
Because he has had the collarbone in the past.
Yep.
Not a lot of interest on the ins and outs. I mean, maybe Blair in a pinch. I think he's generally pretty solid. But, man, Jordan DeGoey, that's got to be a worry for Collingwood.
Yeah, all that hype again over that preseason just turned into a big fart, as you said earlier.
Top 5 draft pick in there. You know, you couldn't drop Rupert Wills after his debut last week. You know, going with Ben Crocker.
Smith was good too.
He's been good here, but, like, I'm talking about the forwards. Like, you know, he's been left out for these guys. That's a top 5 pick. You start to wonder, don't you, Jono?
You most certainly do,
He's going to be a hard guy next year. He's going to be a late-round guy that, to be honest, I don't have a lot of faith in. I get the feeling there's probably going to be better lottery tickets than him.
Could he even be a bit of trade bait for next year?
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's a bit early for that.
Even with the question mark on Elliott?
I think their plan was to move him into the midfield eventually, but, geez, he doesn't look great.
No, he doesn't.
If we're being honest. Players can turn around.
Yeah, that is true. But moving on now to the first Saturday game, we've got the Swans beat the Power. It's going to be a pretty good game, if anything, to go by what happened at the SCG last time these two teams met. The Swans going in unchanged after the 90-point demolition of Freo, with the Power bringing in Charlie Dixon and Jimmy Tumpus being omitted. Charlie Dixon coming back with that injury, and Tumpus, after being traded from Melbourne, just hasn't quite grabbed that opportunity, as people would have thought.
Yeah, I don't mind that Dixon in. Stretches the Swans' defence.
Yeah, hopefully the Butch can get on a few more marks and kick a few more snags.
That'd be awesome. So it's Teddy Richards still out, just in the emergencies.
Yeah.
They're having a leader of lead.
Who's been solid, but I don't... Still, his defensive capabilities in the air still worry me a little bit.
Well, you know, he's doing the job for him at the moment, so well done.
Yeah, that's true. And to the blockbuster of the G on Saturday afternoon, you got Melbourne taking on Hawthorn, with Surioli coming in for the Hawks and Hardwick out for the Hawks, not for the Tigers, so don't worry, Tigers fans. For the D's, you got Tom Bug in. Wiedemann, the high draft pick for the D's, finally getting a game. Clayton Oliver in, with Dawes, Wagner, and Matt Jones omitted. You've got to say Chris Dawes at a crossroads, you would imagine.
Yeah, it's it just hasn't been great, really.
Is that because he didn't have a team around him like he did at Collingwood?
Well, even when he was at Collingwood, he didn't like holding on to the ball when it was kicked to him. I don't know. I was never a big fan of Dawes, even as a Collingwood fan. I think the strange one here is Matt Jones. I didn't think he'd been too bad.
Yeah, I thought he'd been solid as well. So maybe just Melbourne just having a look at their players and with them not being able to make finals, but Tom Bug obviously going to play that tagging role on Sam Mitchell, you would imagine.
Jesus. God damn it, Roosie.
Classic Roosie. Hey, but it's worked out, the tagging role. You saw Carriage last week do a pretty good job, so...
Yeah, I'm interested to watch Oliver, more so for next year. Just he started the year pretty hot, but doesn't seem to have, you know, the greatest of tanks at the moment.
First year play, you expect that, and he had a couple of niggles here and there as well, so...
Yeah, but I'm just interested to see how he finishes off the year.
Yeah, no, it'd be good to see him. Moving on to the next game, at 4:35, we've got the Suns taking on the Giants, where the last time they met, the Giants won by 90 points. So load up on your Giants players, people, with Hallahan and Lemons in for the Suns, and Malcheski out with a knee and Lonergan a shoulder. And in for the Giants, you've got Whitfield and Haynes, and Kennedy omitted, and the big out with Dylan Shear with the groin injury.
I'd expect him back pretty quickly by the sounds of it, but man, it just goes from bad to worse for the Suns. Start your Giants, I guess.
Yeah, I'd be very interested to see if this was a one-week groin for Dylan Shear.
You get the feeling it will be.
Yeah, you reckon? I know, his output hasn't been as great the last few weeks.
It's not bad.
Not those 110s sort of things he was putting out, but... Who knows?
I'd expect him to... I mean, if he's fit, he'll play it next week against the Eagles, you would think.
Yeah, you'd definitely need him for the Eagles next week, you would think.
They're in the mix for top two. They're probably just resting up this week.
And just calling it the groin, you reckon?
Well, I mean, maybe he has a bit of groin soreness, but there's no harm in a week off.
No, certainly not. And especially when you flogged them by 90 points last time, it's not going to make too much of a difference this week.
I mean, this is going to be an absolute smashing, surely.
Yeah, especially you want to lock up that top two with, you know, Geelong playing Essendon and Adelaide playing Brisbane.
Yeah.
To the first Saturday night game at Etihad Stadium with the depleted Dogs taking on North Melbourne. But the Doggies getting back Matty Boyd, Dale Morris, Nathan Hrovat and Lucas Webb, with Adcock omitted after one game. Kobe Stevens omitted, which is a pretty interesting one. And Libber and McRae go out with that ankle and hamstring injury, with Magic Door in for the Roos, and Waite, as we mentioned earlier, out with the hip.
Be interesting to see this game, Jono.
It's going to be on 7, mate, if people want to watch it, because apparently the Olympics are starting on Saturday, so it will be on 7. Was that a diabolical laugh or vomit?
No, that was vomit.
That was vomit.
Okay. Olympics, Jesus Christ. Don't we have anything to do
with it? Bumping the footy for the Olympics. I mean, seriously.
Jesus Christ. I think we could bump the Olympics for like a debate.
Bump the Olympics for reruns of Married with Children easily.
Yeah, I'd draw the line at MASH. But, that's a pretty long line.
And yeah. In the other game, we got the Crows v the Lions, with the big Texan back in, probably going to snag about 7 or 8. Cam Alice Yeoman in for a back from injury, and Riley.
Windscreens, just call him Windscreens.
Taking over Sauce's job for a week or two with that ankle injury, with Scotty Thompson being rested for the finals, Sauce Jacobs out with that ankle injury, and also Mitch McGovern being managed. And for the Lions, you got Darcy Gardner in and Shacky in, with Close and the Cutlet being omitted.
I think, personally, John, I actually think Jacobs is just as big or out as Shield, maybe even more so. If you're in a two-ruck league, whoa.
Yeah, not looking good.
In a one-ruck league, it's probably the best week it could happen because there is a few options for you to pick up as a ruck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, and we'll go for that a little bit later in our late-week pickups as well.
Yeah, but that is a huge out.
Absolutely. And still no Steph Martin.
Yeah, even old man Thompson's a bit of a big out because you'd have to imagine he's going to get you 90 in this match.
Easily, but you think the Crouchers and the Sloanes are just going to have a nice walk in the park in this game.
This is going to be just horrific, John.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. In the first game on Sunday, we've got the Blues taking on St Kilda with Andrew Walker in for his 202nd and final game. Dale Thomas and Wiley in. And for the Saints, you've got Sam Fisher, Shenton and Holmes, all named on the extended interchange with no outs of yet. But Carlton at 240, not bad odds.
It's interesting value. I probably can't put money on two, you know, in this sort of match. Like, it's, if either one of them won, would it shock you?
No, not really. No.
No, so it's...
I've actually tipped Carlton this game.
You have tipped them, wow. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Just their form's been pretty good. I know Saints has been pretty good, but still Carlton's has been good as well.
Oh, that's how it is. I will tip St Kilda, I believe. But, again, I wouldn't be shocked if Carlton won.
No, that's right. I'm just interested to see how Sam Fisher goes and these last couple of weeks, if he can stay fit.
Well, I mean, look what he's up against. It's their weakness, and they're playing Cruiser and Casbolt, so...
Yeah.
You know, it's not exactly the most intimidating key forward lineup.
Oh, I don't know, if you throw Liam and Jones in there, you might get half a scare.
What, from his face?
Yep. And for the next Demolition Derby game at Etihad Stadium on Saturday, it's at the MCG, the Carlton St Kilda game. Interesting. You got the Cats playing at Etihad, which is weird. Against the Bombers, you got Lockie Henderson, Scott Selwood in, Josh Caddy, Kirsten, and Darcy Lang, all named on the extended interchange with Lincoln McCarthy out with an abductor and Colin Jasny being managed. And in for the Bombers, you've got James Kelly, Brown, Grimley, Merritt, Jackson Merritt, and Redmond, also named on the extended interchange, with Sam Michael, and Orazio Fantasia rest.
Please, Josh Gaddy, if you play this, I'll play this week, I'll be very happy. Start your cats,
and... how filthy would you be if you're a Caddy owner and they start Selwood over Caddy?
It could happen.
But, yeah, Zach Smith's come out today and said that they're looking to get a percentage booster out of this game. The right answer.
Start your Hawkins. Captain yep. Hawkins. Oh, God.
Very, very right answer there from Zach Smith. And in the last game, we've got the Derby of the Derby between the Dockers and the West Coast Eagles with Big Sanderland back in after copping that knee to the ribs from Nick Nat. Hayden Ballantyne's back in. We're going to be wearing a helmet. Aptness and Ethan Hughes, also named on the extended interchange with Zach Dawson out suspended. In for the West Coast Eagles, you've got Alice, Natanui, Jetta, Redden, Yo, Nelson, and Barras, with Butler, McKenzie, Carpany, and Duggan out with a calf.
Some handy ins there for the Eagles, Jono.
And the Dockers, you would imagine.
Well, I guess you could say that too. Very interesting that both the Rucks come back from such a long layoff in this match.
Yeah, I don't know. There was an article today, Adam Simpson's probably talking it up a bit, but Nick Natanui's vertical leap has increased since having that tendon injury. I call bull dust on that one.
That sounds like a lot of coach speak to me, Johnny.
Absolutely. But still going to be an interesting game with Dockers, or both teams really firing up in these derbies no matter where they're positioned on the ladder, a bit like the Anzac Day games.
Yeah, very usually very close contests. I hope... Sandlands is maybe available in some pools, so he could be an option for the Sam Jacobs owner, who knows?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Not that I'd have the stones to roll him out there, Jono.
I would not, no.
No.
Even Nick Mack, I still wouldn't have the stones to roll out.
I'd be more inclined to, in Supercoach, I guess I'd be more inclined to roll either of them out than Dream Team, because I just don't see the volume there for them.
No, well, both are better Supercoach scorers than they are Dream Team anyway.
Yeah.
But last roll of the dice for Jetta and Redden, you think, or you still think it's first year Blues?
Oh, I think Jack Redden's just... I wouldn't be surprised if they both missed. You look at the extended bench and it's got Sheed, Yo on it already. I can't imagine them missing. I don't know. I can't predict it. I think Callum Cripps has been playing pretty well, so it's hard to see Jetta getting a game here.
Yep.
Maybe Jack Redden.
5:30 tomorrow afternoon, so keep an eye out on social media when that drops.
Yeah.
But moving on now to the part of the night where we move to the captain's lounge and we give you our thoughts on who to look at naming captain if you don't have a Dangerfield or Max Gorn or any other superstar of the competition. But starting off with me, Steve, I'm going to start with your boy, JPK.
He is my boy.
He is your boy. You do like him. Playing Port Adelaide, he goes 110 Supercoach, 101 Dream Team, but in his last five, he's gone 120 Supercoach, 113 Dream Team.
Oh, we know he loves the back half of the year, Jono.
Yeah, absolutely smashing. We have about 400 possessions last week and another 25 contested. So.
And just three goals to go with that.
And three goals to go with it, but only scored...
let's not get into it because I'm a bit sour still. I can imagine it'll be like Baby Fizz's 21st birthday, doing the speeches, and that'll come up.
Yep.
Well, that's good to know, John. I'll probably be rolling the C on him this week.
Yeah, good choice there.
My first captain choice, you'll actually like this. Probably a bit of a surprise. Oh, and just for the listeners, as always, Jono does the home teams, and I find far from the away teams, so I've skipped out on your Pendles and Rocky, because that's obvious. So the first one I got is Steve Coniglio.
Yes, I have done my personal research on him myself, having owned him in our League of Records, so please do tell our listeners what his numbers are.
Yeah, you know, we know midfielders are scoring at will basically in every position against the Gold Coast, but Steve Coniglio in Gold Coast wins is hot fire. Over his last five, he's going 113 Dream Team, 115 Supercoach, with some pretty nice scores in there. So I feel pretty confident. You know, the thing is, like, you look at these Western Sydney midfielders and, like, you know, obviously Shields out, so that's got to be a bump for him. Ward can miss the big scores sometimes. So I feel really comfortable with Coniglio.
Yeah, it could even be a slight bump for Griffin or Whitfield coming in. And maybe even Toby Green if gets a chance in the midfield.
Well, Toby Green's the one I'd be more interested in there. Mm. Whitfield can go boom or bust. All of them, I guess. But yeah, anyway, who else you got there, Jono?
As I spoke to earlier, Big Maxi Gorn only played twice against the Hawks. More of your super coach, only averaging 116 in his two games against the Hawks. He's gone 118, 115. And in Dream Team, it's a 98 average, but with a 111 and 85. But I think the form he's in, he's going to dominate Seglett and McAvoy and go big again.
Yeah, he's had a fantastic season. Anyone who drafted him would be pretty happy.
Absolutely.
Since you went for a Supercoach option, I'll go for a Dream Team type option, and that is Jack Stephen. We cautioned you off Jack Stephen last week, and that turned out to be pretty accurate. But against the Blues, a bit of a different story. His last two matches, he's gone over 130 Dream Team against Carlton, including earlier this year, which is pretty elite numbers.
Even with a bit of an Ed Curno tag, or
I'm not too worried about that.
Well, he hasn't been close checking like he has been in previous years. Ed Curno's more of a Steve Coniglio loose check type tag.
Yeah, but also for your Supercoach formats, he has scored in his 11 games against Carlton. He has scored 7 tons for that format, including 164 earlier this year. So I kind of like Jack Stephen.
My next captain is the captain of Geelong. It's Joel Selwood. This guy against the Bombers likes to go full ham. He averages 113 overall in Supercoach, 110 Dream Team, with 109 in the last 5 in both formats. Played him 10 times, Steve, and gone under a ton twice in Supercoach and 3 times in Dream Team.
That's a pretty damn good ratio, Jono.
And majority of those numbers were your 110s to 130s, with 1 or 2 as those just over the 100. So, pretty safe bet.
That's what you want as a captain.
Absolutely.
My next choice is in the Friday night match. It's Steel Sidebottom. Just a lazy career 110 Dream Team, 115 Supercoach average against the Tigers. He really sneaks under the radar, just racks up possessions at will, like a lot of the outside midfielders do, but he's so much more damaging with the ball. We know he can kick fantastic goals, runs to the right spots, and I just get the feeling the Tigers...
You in the right?
No, they don't have much to play for, do they, Jono? Well, neither do Collingwood, but they brought up the Adam Treloar comments again this week.
And Treloar just goes, I stand by that.
Yeah, I know. You don't need to talk about other teams in that manner, but I get the feeling maybe if they're going to give attention to anyone, it's not Sidebottom, it's Treloar.
Treloar, and with Sidey moved to that wing, just racking up possessions, doing what he wants pretty much, isn't he?
Yeah, and I mean, look, Taylor Adams has come back great. Penders is obviously a star, so they got the inside ball winners to really take hold of this match.
Yeah, absolutely. My next two picks, even though we generally do one Captain Risky, I've got two this week, Steve.
Yeah?
We've mentioned him before, early on the year when we had the derby, Stephen Hill. Too hard to ignore. Hey.
That is risky, my friend.
It is super risky, but he averages 103 in Supercoach and 90 Dream Team. But in his last 5 against the Eagles, he averages 130 Supercoach, 120 Dream Team.
My goodness.
With 3 145 games in there. Jeez. 145 scores, nice. Yeah. So.
Might be a nice DFS play if you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah, for sure. Like when they played earlier this year, he was in the mid to high 90 range, so 95 to 99 in both formats he scored, so still pretty handy.
Yeah, that's, wow. My next choice is Robbie Gray, up against Sydney, John.
Yes, has a pretty good average, which I have also scouted, Steve.
Yeah, has a good average for the, what does that say, 4 or 5? I don't know, he's going... Oh, out of the last 5 times he's played Sydney, he scored in Supercoach 5 times, he scored over 114. In Dream Team, that's over 95. And the last... Oh, and that includes in Dream Team... Yeah, in the Dream Team, that does include 112 and 121 in the last 5. So, very consistent good numbers. Maybe doesn't have the 150 ceiling in this match against Sydney, but does have a really good consistent record if you just need to knock out 100 sort of thing.
Yeah, especially in the tight confines of the SCG.
Yeah.
My last Captain Risky is the Bont. up against North Melbourne. Only played them three times, but in Supercoach averages 125 with scores of 139, 53 and 83 early in the year, but playing forward as we know. And in Dream Team he goes 93 with scores of 108, 93 and 80 again when he was playing forward. So could be a handy option this week.
Yeah, who all loves a bot with star. My captain Risky, the last one as usual, is Heath Shaw.
Oh yeah.
Against the Gold Coast, the last two times he's played the GWS played the Gold Coast, Shaw's gone for 125 and 132 in Dream Team, and 126, 143 Supercoach, which are some pretty handy numbers, and you can imagine they're going to mop them up this week as well.
Yeah, just bomb it long for Heath Shaw to mop it up.
Yeah, so pretty, I mean, they're fantastic numbers, jeez.
Yeah,
but again, he's a risky one. Just, I don't know, some teams are playing the forward tags, do you know?
Ooh, Gold Coast got to tag, though.
Well, no one, but I'm just saying that that's why I think he's a little bit riskier than the other bank 100 options. But he does have the better ceiling, I think.
I think the last time we called Heath Shaw on this show, he went 200. So, hey, bring on Heath Shaw.
Oh, no, we've called him in a dud sometime. Oh, there's a captain choice.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't come up much, but in those good matchups, he can go bang.
Absolutely. So, and I don't think Geelong, Gold Coast have those taggers, so could be a possibility.
Yeah.
But moving on now to our late week pickups, where you're looking for someone to fill in that position. For me, it's pretty ruck heavy this week, Steve, and got to start off with the love of Archie Smith for the Brisbane Lions, only in 27% of teams at the moment.
Yeah, things are... I don't mind that, John. If you're struggling, you know, let's say Jacobs went out of your team. Well, Archie Smith just banged out a pretty nice 95 and a drubbing. Granted, they're probably going to get drubbed again, but he's up against the guy who's replacing...
Sauce Jacobs,
so... no, I'm certainly...
Could go better.
Yeah, no. I'm not going to... He's a good option. He's a good plug.
96 over against Jackson Trangove again... Might go maybe a 110 against some scrub named O'Reilly.
That's not nice on old windscreens. I wish the young man luck in his first game.
Who knows?
My first option is Josh Dunkley, if you need the midfielder. We spoke about him earlier in the week. Stephen's going out just makes it even better. In fact, you could probably pick up either Webb or Crobat as well.
Play Smith if he's in your pool as well, it'd be a good pickup.
Yeah, so any of those sort of half fours, I mean, I think that's... the Bulldogs generally a high-possession team, even though they haven't been going great lately.
No, they're around that half-back to that half-forward, their possession's pretty good, but... These could be the guys pumping it inside forward 50 for it to be rebounded pretty quickly. So they're bound to get some points.
Yeah, but I think Duffy's been great the last 3 weeks. Well, not great, but, you know, pretty damn solid.
Pretty solid.
So I like that.
Yep. My next guy is Charlie Cameron, only in 46% of teams. And when we speak about percentage in teams, we're getting them from the Ultimate Footy website. Pretty good last week against the Minnow side, so can see himself doing it again this week.
Yeah, no worries there. My next guy is actually in the same game as I was thinking about before, and that's Brad McKenzie from the Kangaroos.
Yeah, pretty good playing that back mid position, even though he's a midfielder, isn't he?
Yeah, he's listed as a midfielder, but he is playing basically across half back. But man, can he kick the ball? What a smooth user.
Is he brothers with Trent McKenzie?
I got no idea, man. How would I know that on the spot?
I don't know. I'm just asking a random question. I like random questions. Keeps you honest.
Well, I'm honest in saying I have no freaking idea.
Well, think about it. Both of them can kick really well, so.
Well, and they have the surname McKenzie.
Yeah,
thank you. Maybe one of our listeners can help us out there. I've got no idea. Either way, man, can he use the ball? Generally has a good kick-to-handball ratio, which is what you love for fantasy. And as we spoke about, the Bulldogs can turn the ball over a little bit going into forward line. So certainly Sam is a pretty handy option.
Yeah, and had some pretty good weeks in the last couple of weeks as well.
Yeah.
My next guy is the Cruz, Matty Cruiser from Carlton. Doesn't mind playing against the Saints. Scores pretty well. Turned up about 3 times in the last 5. So, and those other 2s have been around the 85-90 mark. So if you're looking for a ruckman, pretty handy scoring from Matty Cruiser.
Yeah, and rucks have scored well against St Kilda this year.
Yep.
I'm going to stick to the same team, Jono. I'm going to go with one of your guys, and that's Zach Tui.
Ah, the Tui. Love the Tui this year.
Is a bit boom bust, but general defenders against St Kilda are really scoring very well. You're obviously not going to get any mitts on Doherty or Simpson, so Tui's a guy you can find. So I've certainly got no issues rolling it out if I need a defender and there's no better options.
Yeah, and can also go forward and sneak a couple of goals as well.
Well, he can do it. He has got that super kick.
Absolutely. My next guy is from the same game, and the opposition ruckman in Tom Hickey, as we saw earlier this year, scored that 169 in Super Coach. Had a pretty solid year, especially against those lesser size outside of the 8. Competes pretty well, so has scored quite well against Carlton in the past.
I can't imagine. Do you think he'd be in many leagues, in many pools? Got the dual position.
I didn't actually get the numbers on him, to be honest, but I did see him in our listener league draft, so in our listener league team.
My next guy, and this really depends on the final team sheet, because it's on a Sunday team, that's Nekiah Cockatoo. I really like what he can do, and I kind of sometimes think that smaller forwards are better against Essendon, like in midfield forwards. If you look at the charts we tweet out, they're the sort of guys who score pretty heavily against Essendon. Now, if he gets a gig, if he doesn't get a gig, that's sort of up in the air, but I feel like this is a game where he can find a bit of the pill and certainly exploit Bombers who, man, you just feel sorry for it at this point, don't you?
You do. They've tried hard all year, but yeah, it's always going to be the case.
Yeah.
And my last guy, I don't know if I was on drugs or what when I wrote this guy's name down. He's a mid-forward. He's in 39% of teams. It's Ed Langdon, Steve. His last 2 weeks in Dream Team, he's gone 93 and 108 and 79 and 81 in Supercoach. So a bit more of your Dream Teamer, but I don't know why I wrote him down. But I just saw the scores and thought that's pretty handy if you're looking for that, maybe that fifth forward.
Yeah. It's funny, isn't it? Because a lot of the teams that are good to stream against this week, they're actually, like Adelaide, most of those guys are already owned. And the only guy who wasn't is probably just the guy who got rested, Mitch McGovern.
Yeah.
So that's a bit of a pickle. I don't think we've talked about Naismith yet, but he should be owned by now in your league.
Yeah, and if he's floating around your pool, Nat Nui or Sanderlands as well, which is a no-brainer.
Yeah, but my last guy I'm going to go with is a defender, because sometimes you need a defender. That's James Aish. I actually really like the way Aish has developed over the year, Jono.
Struggled early playing the VFL and seems to have played pretty well the last few weeks and cemented a spot.
Yeah, he's found his niche. With Collingwood, I think he'll be better next year, but I expect Collingwood to do what I shouldn't say. So I expect Collingwood to do well in this game, so naturally they'll get their arses handed to them now, but I think this is a good spot for Aish if you needed a player, because Jack Rewalt is a gun, like he's a superstar. But aside from that, the forward line's a bit shaky. Collingwood's forward line is just horrific. So I expect the ball to spend a fair bit of time in between the arcs, which is where Aish will get it.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, even though the service to Jeru could be a bit shaky at times as well, depending what sort of Collingwood turns up, to be honest.
Yeah, even Taylor Hunt, I mean, he's been pretty damn handy lately as well, Jono.
As much as we hate to say it.
Well, I think you mentioned it earlier in the week, but he really has...
No, I actually mentioned him last Thursday night.
Last Thursday night, yeah.
And did pretty well.
Yeah, that's right, and I think he has a chance again to do pretty well, especially in your dream team scoring, because his disposal
is woeful.
It's not.
No, it is not. But that's all for me, Steve. Do we have any questions this Thursday night?
Oh, we actually didn't.
We didn't?
No questions, so... That's how it is, but... Do you have any questions, Jono?
No, I do not at this stage, but I'm just plotting and planning my Supercoach revenge after losing by 2 points this week. Finally got in over it. I just hope I don't go out in straight sets. Been chopping and changing all day today, actually. Yeah. Friday night or Saturday night watching the footy, what is your favourite snack to watch the football with?
My favourite snack, I'm a potato chip guy, John.
See, every Friday night, I'm either a cheesel man or a pretzel man. So Friday night, I'll get a bag of pretzels or cheesels and watch the Friday night footy with that.
Okay.
But
I like the kettle style chips, the thick, crunchy ones.
Yep.
Generally plain, but sometimes I go for the sour cream and sweet chili ones. I think they're pretty nice. But I love my cheese twisties as well.
Cheese twisties are pretty good.
I like the cheese twisties, the chicken twisties. Cheese twisties. Chicken. Cheese twisties are garbage.
The green ones. Whenever they're on special at the supermarket for 85 cents a packet, I'll buy about 7 of them.
Yeah, I'm definitely a potato chip man.
Yeah, I'm a mixed... I'm not a big potato chip, I'm more like your cheese or your pretzel type man.
Really?
But,
cheeses or pretzels?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm weird.
Just as long as you don't bring out that big tub of...
Peanut butter...
Yeah, the peanut butter pretzels.
Still a quarter of a tub left, Steve.
They were horrific, but I couldn't stop eating them.
That's exactly what they are. They're like, why am I eating them? But I'll just keep eating them.
I just want to destroy my mouth. Oh, God. What is wrong with my life?
But if you would like to let us know what your favourite snack is while watching the footy, you can hit us up on social media where we are on Twitter at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. I think that wraps up the show for this week. Good luck in your finals this week, and we'll see you on Monday.
Yeah, I'd also like to hear how some of our listeners are doing in their leagues as well. So tweet us how you're going in your leagues.
Yeah, hopefully our advice is working.
Well, I just hope you're taking the good parts and leaving out the crap.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it has been a little bit. You're not going to be right all the time.
No. Well, we'd like to think we've done pretty well.
Yeah. Good luck, people.
We'll see you Monday.